Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 21st in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. As you know, we believe the checks and balances are absolutely brilliant, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We also are convinced revolutions are a disaster. We reject a revolution, but stand for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show. It is still available up online, free, libertyroundtable.com. But if you want to help, donate while you're there. We'd be grateful for every penny we get. We'll use it to promote our presence in the media and expand our reach, if you will. We talked about the Donald Trump administration is launching a worldwide effort to decriminalize homosexuality. It's led by the U.S. ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, and I guess they're going to be using the United Nations, etc., to promote their agendas. This is the most high-profile gay person in President Trump's administration. What a shame, folks. There's so many things we could be promoting and doing, but we're promoting the gay and lesbian agenda. It's amazing to me. It's sad to me. It's disappointing to me. We talked about this gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender sports group expels this lady. I don't even know how you say it. Martina Matanilova, whatever the heck it is. Anyway, after she gives transgender criticism.
Navratilova.
Yeah, you have fun with that, my friend. And, you know, she's somehow, I guess, a lesbian. But she's saying, hey, you know what? These men just can't pose as women. They're really men. And so now what you've got is the transgender and the lesbians fighting and the sports groups kicking out. I guess the latest person who's lowest on the totem pole, right? Lesbians aren't as, what do you want to call it, cachet as they used to be, I guess, Kurt? Is that how it is?
Right. They're not as cool as transgenders.
Navratilova, is that how it is?
Navratilova.
Yeah, but you can't say that if you're an English person, Kurt. It just doesn't work.
Okay.
How do you say it if you're
Navratilova.
An American?
Navratilova. Martina. You'd probably just say that.
That's a good idea. I like that. Anyway, so there's Martina. And I'm sad to see her demise and being kicked out over this. Can't she express her own opinion? This is kind of what's interesting, Kurt. Whether they agree or disagree with her, can't she have her own opinion, her own thoughts on the matter? That's what I find fascinating, is that whoever's the lowest on the totem pole, and white, straight males are the lowest on the totem pole right now. But can't she have her own opinion on this?
Well, she can, as long as she doesn't say anything about it. If she talks to the media or bring it up, you know, then she's committed a cardinal sin.
Sadly, that's correct. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I guess she returned to the Supreme Court. They say she's looking alive, Kurt, doing well. Roger Stone.
She's looking alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they say she's, she held her head. They made a big point
RBG.
To tell you that. They made a big point to say she held her head up high. She was on fire. She, you know, asked the first question coming out of the gate. They really wanted you to know she was alive, Kurt.
Okay.
That's kind of why I highlight that, is when you read the story, it's a little over the top. I'm just describing how she's here. She's not going anywhere. She's not dead. She's not gone. I mean, she asked very poignant, intelligent questions. In other words, her mind's there. Her body's there. She walked in with no assistance. I mean, they really made a to-do about her. I don't know
very
what to say.
Impressed.
Coming back. Yeah, that's what I'm talking. So they, you know, just want to make sure you know she's alive and stuff.
Yeah.
Roger Stone has apologized for the Instagram post that appears to show on Instagram, I guess, crosshairs near the head of the federal judge. It's Amy Berman that presides over his case. He had to apologize for doing that on Instagram, and now they say he might end up going to jail over it, Kurt. Again, I don't understand why Roger Stone or why some of these people, why do they just double down and say and do the stupidest things, Kurt? And I'm going to be rude to Roger Stone. We've had him on this program many times, several times. You know what? He's a nice guy in many ways, but, you know, he's a dirty trickster up there in Washington, whatever. All I'm saying is, when you are going before a judge, that I mean, can you imagine posting crosshairs near this lady's head and putting it on Instagram while she's the judge in your case? I mean, I don't even Roger understand that. This. Good point. Anyway, I don't even get it, though. I mean, are you kidding me? It's just, wow. All right, second hour, state legislator. The guy's name is Randy Garber. He's in Kansas, Missouri, or he's in Kansas, I'm sorry. He has generated controversy with his new proposed idea. He wants all computers and phones sold in the state to have a default of filters blocking pornography. And it would cost $20 to take the filters off. So, you know, it would fund, I guess, a war chest to fight pornography. And then there's a new bill in Arizona as well. It'll charge people a fee to unblock porn sites. And then the proceeds would fund the border wall. So, I mean, they're all over the map. Government just want to, you know, tax everybody everywhere for everything all the time. And, you know, I think we need to talk about the morality of things instead of the taxing of things sometimes, you know. Anyway, Justice Clarence Thomas, doing a great job, says, hey, we need to take a fresh look at the landmark case. What is it? NYT versus Sullivan. Is that how it is? New York Times versus Sullivan or whatever. That requires public figures to show actual malice before libel and slander can take effect in their behalf, etc. Before they can claim defamation of character and such like that. Anyway, Clarence Thomas says we need to revisit it. President Trump has spoken out in this regard, and I agree. Something needs to be done. Hopefully, we can move the needle on that score. Covington student sues Washington Post for $250 million. That's great news. But again, this libel is at the heart of it all. You know, unless we're really careful on this, they're just going to say, well, golly, you know, this guy's a rock star now, and you can't touch him. You know, hey, Jeff Bezos, isn't he the owner of the Post, Kurt?
He is.
So he can do whatever he wants, Kurt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's right.
See, and this poor little Catholic kid, comparatively speaking, you know, just a pauper, right? So, you know, it's a little uneven there, is what I'm kind of saying. Anyway, our prayers are with the youngster, the Catholic young man, where we really stop the media from their belligerent manipulations. We talked about U.S. sanctions on Venezuelan oil, kind of interesting. They say that this will affect our refineries right here at home. You say, what? Why? Well, Louisiana refineries require some of that dirty oil or some of that Venezuelan oil to actually run. So they say if we clamp down too hard and they can't make or produce the oil, then it'll affect us. Weird stuff. That's why we should avoid foreign entanglements. The founding fathers were pretty wise, and now you even see that coming when it comes to oil sanctions for Venezuela. Facing a future demographic crisis in an aging society, China's leaders are now desperately begging couples to have children. They realize their one-child murderous policy is creating a disaster. Now they're saying, well, Kurt, multiply, but within limits. So not multiply and replenish the earth, and you know, but within government-approved limits. So, you know, the idea that they're encouraging to have children is a good idea, but their continued control and manipulation of God's intentions, bad. All right, we talked about Truth in the Plan, an article written by Dallin H. Oaks, available at LDS.org, kind of laid out our feelings on the matter, which is, you know what, Satan wants to divide us every way but Sunday. He wants to divide on the male, female, the gender, the, you know, sexual preferences or whatever else. His real goal is to destroy our relationship with God and our families. And very well articulated in the incredible article called Truth in the Plan by Dallin H. Oaks. We had our guest on, Stuart Rhodes, founder and president of Oathkeepers.org, Guardians of the Republic, if you will. They've got a call to action in Texas on the border. I forwarded that to Kurt. We'll get to that in the second hour if we can. We also talked about Chris Cox with Bikers for Trump. They're joining Oath Keepers. A lot of groups are. President Trump responds to Oath Keepers. Gave a salute, El Paso rally. It's good news, a little nod. Said, hey, good work, guys, from the Donald. I sure wish we could get the Donald to meet with Stuart Rhodes to take a real tour of the border. And we'll keep praying for that, I guess, huh? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, Kurt. And so there you have that. I guess Jussie Smollett staged own attack. I guess he got arrested now, Kurt, and he's facing a felony charge, I guess, for filing a false police report, for starters. And I only have one thing to say about this. I told you this was going on, Kurt. It was fake from the start. I don't understand how the mainstream press and all these people, the cops, couldn't see the fakery in this story. Look, I never got caught for 1 second on this story. I told you it was bogus, and now he's arrested. He faked and staged his own attack, paid people off. It's all a big old ripping hoax, Kurt.
The end justifies the means, Sam, and you just got to remember that in this case, and that's why so many of those media sources that want this and wanted this story to be true, they went with it without even questioning it.
I just want the truth, sir.
Imagine honesty and the media?
That is the issue, my friend. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. Brian Russ coming up in seconds. The Honest Money Report, since honesty is the issue. Hang tight, folks.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, RussCoinAndGift.com, the website. Brian Rust, Honest Money Report. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to be with you guys this morning.
You're very welcome indeed. Man, I got some interesting news for you, my friend. Let's see here. First story. Well, let's just talk about Honest Money Report. Gold and silver are up a little bit. Gold's at 2220. Silver's at 1580, so gold and silver up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it actually was a little higher yesterday. Yeah, I showed this morning at 1336, so 1598. But it was over 16 on silver and 1340s yesterday in gold. So yeah, we're seeing some increases. So,
And people need to understand it's really the dollar that changes too, and it's going to change minute by minute. And so, you know, getting updated numbers is very hard. The second you update them, they'll change slightly too. So be aware of that. But I bring this up because there's a new headline out, and I know that digital currency, or whatever you want to call it, blockchain currency or whatever you want to call it, has been like the cat's meow over the last several years. Now, I've warned and warned and warned until I'm blue in the face. Everybody just laughs at me like little ignorant Sammy doesn't have a clue. But there's a new headline out that kind of articulates what I've been saying the whole time. It's kind of like the Jussie Smollett case. I told you exactly how it was the whole time. The guy was lying. It was an absolute fraud. Now the fake news hoax has come out, and the mainstream press and all the politicians and bureaucrats and leftist dividers got caught with their hand in the cookie jar on this one big time. Well, we told you that from the start. We also told you this fiat currency, this blockchain currency, or what, a cryptocurrency. Don't dip your toe in the crypto is what I always said. But anyway, we've told you that it was bogus. They said, Sam, it's beyond reproach. It's unhackable. Well, now there's a headline from MIT that says this. Once hailed as unhackable, blockchain's now getting hacked, Brian.
There you go. Well, you know, I think the newness of that scenario and people getting extremely rich, quick type scenarios, I think everybody wanted a piece of the pie. So they all kind of jumped on that bandwagon without really, you know, checking or really knowing much about it.
And this is where we come back to business fundamentals and reality. Look, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If it purports to get you rich instantly, it's probably bogus. If it says that whenever you use the words always and never, it's trouble because it's rarely the facts. And this is the case. Hey, this is unhackable. And I told you there's no such thing as unhackable, Brian. It's fundamentally a lie. If it can be constructed, it can be deconstructed. If it can be created, it can be shut down. I'm just telling you, logic says whatever goes up must come down. And if you can create this, then there's a way to hack it. There just is.
Right.
Now, just because we're not aware of it this second, that doesn't change the reality of the point that I'm making. Fundamentally, my logic is sound, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right on. I think I think that's why we're stressing the fact of real money, honest money, you know, money that's been there for the history of time. Basically, we've seen that in metals, in silver and gold and that. So, yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
Now, here's what's interesting. You know, one of the terms they're using to talk about this hackability, if you will, it's a term called double spend. Double spend. So here's what happens. You know, you spend money in the blockchain. And then what if I go back and I'm good enough to rewrite the blockchain so as to create another entry, but we can spend the same money twice, Brian?
Yeah.
You like those double spins there, Kurt?
Well, yeah, it sounds like the banking world, you know.
It's now, let me tell you how gold and silver double spins in contrast, okay? Brian's, sells gold to me, and then I go ahead and buy something from Kurt, and it double spended, except there's no fraud involved. It's a legitimate double spend. This is a fake entry double spend, Brian.
There you go.
And laugh at it on one hand. On the other hand, people have literally lost millions and millions and millions of dollars. We told you last week or the week before about that guy that had the blockchain, passwords and everything, and the guy just kicked the bucket, and then everybody else was caught holding the bag. Now we're finding out there's double spends and everything else in this thing. People are rewriting the blockchains and hacking clients and all these, you know, digital currencies and cryptocurrencies. They got to update their software because there's bugs in it and all this kind of stuff. And I just say, man, you know the problem, don't you, Brian?
Well, you know, people get caught up in it. You know, they kind of,
yes, sir.
A neighbor or somebody, you know, mentions the fact of, oh, I had this. Look what's happened to me. I just bought this brand new, you know, $1 million home because I bought this stuff. So everybody jumps on. We don't really know anything about it. It seems to float out here in thin air where we can't see it or grab it or touch it. But this is the real stuff, and before we know it, we haven't done our homework to really understand it or any of that. Now we're starting to see some of the effects.
I can explain the problem in one simple word, Kurt. You know what it is?
Ooh, let's see. I don't know.
One word tells you the whole problem. Get your arms around it completely. You ready?
Honesty.
Well, that's a critical point. But the one word is fiat. When you know it's fiat, you know it's bogus, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, really, isn't it that simple, Brian?
Well, I think they wanted to buy into it. I think they wanted to believe it.
I know, but it's fiat, sir.
That's right.
It's fake. Okay, and I don't mean to be rude with this. I'm just saying I don't care what you come up with tomorrow. If the word fiat explains it, you know that it's bogus. I'm telling you right now, I don't care what it is. You know, you find some other newfangled whatever, the garbage, and you just tell me how incredible it is. And I'm just telling you, if it's fiat, I'll say no. Why will I say no? I don't need to be the smartest guy on the planet. I don't need to know everything. I don't even need to understand how it works. I can just tell you if it's fiat, it's fake and it's bogus. And the only thing holding it up is the, quote, buzz around it. And as soon as that buzz starts to wane, then the fiat will start to show its true colors. It'll be fake. I mean, isn't this one word really the key to the understanding?
Yeah, you're right on.
Now, if I say to you gold and silver, is it fiat?
No.
Is it fake?
It's real.
It's real, and you can hold that dude in your hand, and while it's in my hand, ain't nobody going to double spend that sucker.
Well, see? You've got real money. You're able to use this real money right now, today, right? It's over time. It's time tested. You know, centuries.
Yeah. By the way, if you have food that's digital food, then they could double eat your food. You know what I'm talking about? But if you have it in your hand, then nobody can double eat it. You follow what I'm saying?
Sure.
Kurt, what do you think of all this, though? I mean, I don't mean to make it. Maybe I'm just too much of a simpleton.
Well, I think you're worried about stuff we don't even need to talk about. J.P. Morgan has now come up with a solution to all this, Sam, and they have what's called J.P. Coin. It's a new crypto from J.P. Morgan, and these guys have been in the honest money thing right at the beginning of, like, the Federal Reserve and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, everything's going the right way now, for sure.
I told you that banking and government would eventually get control of it. And the more they get control of it, too, the less viable it'll even become as well. Because then who are they going to be the master manipulators? Oh, the same as they've always been. Governments and banks.
That's interesting. You know, it's interesting, Kurt, you bring up J.P. Morgan. In 1912, J.P. Morgan said money is gold and nothing else. So,
well,
that was when he held all the gold.
That's right. And then after that, then they got into the Federal Reserve. And then, you know, now you've got them. The street.com has the headline, J.P. Morgan's surprising move into cryptocurrency. What it does and doesn't mean. The launch of J.P. Coin, they call it, could represent the beginning of a sea change. It's not C-S-E-E, like you better look closely. It's S-E-A. For mainstream financial institutions, but it won't, they say, have an effect on cryptocurrency prices in general. Jordan French writes it.
Wow. There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why this is the Honest Money Report. I'm telling you, because what happens is when government and banks get into this, people think then it's really legitimate. Right, Kurt?
That's what people think, Sam. And I mean, who's more I guess you could say
reputable.
Who can you that would be the word, reputable, than J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well,
I mean, they even have banks that say Chase on them.
Now, they say it could be a sea change for mainstream financial institutions. Now, that sea change really scares the heck out of me. What are you talking about? Is it going to give them even more unprecedented power? Brian and Kurt,
well,
respond to that.
We're going from honest paper to honest crypto.
Wow, this is the financial honest money report? Only gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen. Except no imposters.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. Coast Guard officer who's a self-proclaimed white nationalist is also a domestic terrorist, according to FBI agents who say that he was planning to kill a number of high-profile people and stage a number of terrorist attacks.
Prosecutors say Christopher Paul Hassan had compiled a list of Democratic lawmakers, activists, journalists, and media commentators. And he also wrote a draft email in which he described an idea for biological attacks.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Also now in custody, Empire actor Jussie Smollett. He's been arrested for allegedly filing a false police report. He had claimed he was the victim of a hate crime attack last month in Chicago, but now a spokesman for the Chicago PD says he's in custody facing a felony disorderly conduct charge for now. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump's indicated he doesn't think his second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be the last between the two leaders. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this morning he's optimistic about that upcoming summit. Pompeo says total denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is still the goal of these meetings. The president yesterday predicted he'll have success when the two leaders meet next week. A huge winter storm is making a mess of travel again across much of the U.S. Over 200 million people affected, and more than 2,000 flights were canceled yesterday. Hundreds more have been scrapped again today. The first Israeli spacecraft built to land on the moon will launch from Cape Canaveral tonight. The Bereshit, which is Hebrew for In the Beginning, is a privately funded lander that will be carried on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket for 2 months before an attempted moon landing. The launch is scheduled for 8:45 Eastern Time tonight. This is USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging out with Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. We're talking about your Honest Money Report. I'm telling you right now, don't dip your toe into crypto. Once hailed as unhackable, blockchain's now getting hacked. Told you so right from the beginning. Sad but true, folks. One word to describe it is whenever it's fiat, you know it's bogus. Okay, you got that? Let me say it again. Whenever it's fiat, I don't care what the newfangled, shiny, whatever out there. Hey, man, if it's fiat, it's bogus, okay? If you get that, you can be as redneck and as intelligent as you could possibly get all at the same time. J.P. Morgan's surprising move into, quote, cryptocurrency. They say the launch of J.P. Coin could represent the beginning of a sea change for these mainstream financial institutions. What it means, as Kurt says, you go from one dishonest reality to the next. I believe it'll give them even greater control. Eventually, you won't be able to buy or sell anything. Ooh, isn't that biblical? That kind of, what? Do you think the catalyst for this, Brian, might be this crypto?
Yeah, it's, you know, I feel, you know, really uneasy about these big institutions like Chase and JP. They're already manipulating the market, the paper market, in their benefit as opposed to, you know, metal control. I mean, that's driven by paper. So if they dump X amount of paper on that market, it drops, and then they buy a physical. So now they want to jump into this market and manipulate that. I don't like it.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. By the way, there was a big old kind of a meltdown on Fox the other day, Kurt. I don't know if you saw this. But I guess they had a Fox guest on there, and he just threw, I don't know if you call this like a Molotov cocktail kind of a thing into the mix of their discussion, and everybody just freaked, man. Fox guest. We should not even have a minimum wage, the guest said. Kurt, do you want to respond to that?
Whoa.
I'm telling you, everybody freaked, man.
Make America great again. Eliminate the minimum wage.
You know, yeah, this guest went on to explain that, you know what, this minimum wage is bogus. Government inserted itself into a private contract and should have never done it, has no authority to do it, and the relationship should be between the payer and the payee, in other words, the employer and the employee. Hey, you know what, you're going to get paid whatever I think it's worth, and if you think it's worth that, too, and it's a win-win, then we'll both, you know, join up and do it, and if it's not, then somebody will bail on the deal, and that's the way it ought to be, and let the free market roll. And the guest said we shouldn't even have a minimum wage. I'm just telling you right now, everybody just went into panic on Fox, Brian. I thought it was delightful.
There you go. Yeah, there's so much going on. It's interesting. It's sitting down and negotiating and discussing the win-win situation. I think that's important, you know, but seems like that because you're, well, look at Donald or Trump, you know, wanting to discuss and sit down. Let's sit down and discuss this and really open and discuss this. No, and they don't. They push back and they push back and they, you know, he sits down with North Korean leaders and they push back. That's wrong. I don't know. You know, I think that's a good thing, right? We gotta be able to sit down and I'd like to send you back there and let you sit down and knock some sense into some of that. I don't know. It's just crazy.
Hey, man, you think they melt down with a Fox guest? You put Sam and Kurt up there. These people will really melt down. I mean, they, look, this idea of no minimum wage, you're surely a racist, right?
That's right.
You know, never mind that I said nothing about color, nothing about, you know, gender, nothing about any of those things. I just believe that the relationship should be between the payer and the payee. In other words, hey, you know what? If I want a job done, and I say I'm willing to pay this for it, and if somebody says I'm willing to do it for that, then we got a deal. And if they say, you're not giving me enough, Sam, and if I go to 1,000 people and everybody says, Sam, I just won't do that kind of work for that kind of pay, I won't do it. And pretty soon I'm going to have to increase what I'm going to pay or else I won't get the work done. And this free market just, oh my goodness, how refreshing can that be? Just imagine the honesty in the discussion points. Well, I guess there's retailers in the news Kurt wants to tell you about. Kurt?
Well, yes. They got, if you're in Philadelphia, you know, you've got enough to worry about with the killings and shootings and stuff like that in the big city. But now there's even more danger, Sam, because some retailers have, they've quit accepting cash in Philadelphia. And so the Philadelphia City Council has now said that you can't do that, you know. And, you know, they've got standards there in Philadelphia. And I'm thinking, they've got those signs that say, like, no shirt, no shoes, no service. So why in the world can't a business say, look, we don't want cash here? Or maybe we just want silver and gold. But
well, and that's the question, Kurt. What is cash? When they say no cash, if I want to say no fiat, can't I say that?
Yeah. I'm not if the city councilman tells you you can't. You know, I mean, Sam, we got standards in Philadelphia.
What does the bill do? Bans cards only?
No. If you're a business that says only cards are accepted, then you've got trouble.
Yeah, so it bans the phrase saying you can't say cards only. You're not allowed to do that is the point, right? Yeah.
Now, they say that the businesses were doing that because then they could maybe not get robbed. But I'm thinking the modern day.
Well, the other problem is they don't want counterfeiters upstaging the counterfeiters, Kurt. You think that's probably part of the problem,
point.
Too?
Maybe that's it. They say a rising number of retailers are cutting out cash to speed up transactions, reduce the chance of theft. Well, they wouldn't want to stop that in Philadelphia. Then they're starting to use Apple Pay and Google Pay and all these things like that.
Because them things are secure now.
Yeah. They say gas purchases were down to 30% of all retail transactions. They say roughly 25% of Americans made all or significant number of retail purchases with cash in 2016. That's 11% fewer than those who favored cash 5 years earlier. So the war on cash goes on.
What do you think of that, Brian? So these businesses start to say, hey, no cash, cards only. And the government literally cracks down and says, you got to accept fake money. Even though the Constitution, the supreme law, says no.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. I don't know. The problem is for me. I don't know if I want to be just a cashless society. Now it doesn't have to be cash. Maybe even silver, gold, or so on. It could be used or so on. But I worry about the hacking of my accounts or. Or the credit card, this, that, and the other. So to be just straight that, it becomes a lot of work and headaches just trying to make sure every day that that money's there and that somebody hasn't hacked it from some other country. And now I don't have any money.
Well, experts say if you haven't been hacked, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And so take comfort in that.
Right. So yeah. but there's a lot of, you can go to restaurants now and you put a $50 bill down and they won't take it. So it's
heck no, buddy. You might be counterfeiting the counterfeiters if you do something like that.
Right. That's right.
See, it's crazy. I mean, it's hard to even imagine, right?
Well, look where we've gotten. I mean, our government, the more government, you guys talked about it, I think, yesterday or something, stating less government. We've been talking about it forever. Let's, less government. But why isn't the government working on real problems in our country instead of fighting amongst themselves and creating new agendas? And, I mean, it's, maybe they could stop the crime. Maybe they could get control of these neighborhoods and so on and really, prosecute those that need to be prosecuted and we could go on and on and on.
Well, to me, this is the Honest Money Report, so honesty is the issue. And I'm submitting to you that no matter what problems we solve in America, until we go back to an honest money system, I don't think we can really solve any problems long-term or definitively. Meaning we can make progress on things and good people can do good things, but it's going to be a losing effort as long as the currency is corrupted.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I just don't see how you can ever restore a country with dishonest money at its core.
Well, yeah, just talk to those in Venezuela.
Oh, good point. But the good part for those guys, man, is they're accepting cash by the wheelbarrow load. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they accept cash down there in Venezuela, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and at least when I was in South America, the dollar was king. Now, I mean, I guarantee you that if somebody had a silver dollar or gold, and just like people with, silver and gold jewelry, they've got honest money. It might be hanging around their neck or around their wrist or, some other way, but people know what honest, good money is. And I was looking up Article 1, Section 10, where it says, no state shall, and that's Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. It says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a legal tender in payment of debts.
Amen to that, Supreme Law.
It's not that hard to understand.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Godspeed, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys. You're doing a great job. We're praying for you.
There he goes. RussCoinAndGift.com. Check it out. You want an honest coin dealer? You got it. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Speaking of honest money, I'm just going to start out and rearrange some stories here, calling an audible. I'm just going to start out and say, hey, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam, and I mean, just imagine if you had this cat. But anyway, there's a guy named Carl Lagerfeld. I guess it's somebody I should know, because apparently he's one rich dude. Well, anyway, he's got a cat, or he had a cat, and this cat named Choupette, I think, Choupette, was one of the heirs to this guy Carl's $200 million fortune. Have you ever heard of the guy?
Never, but, you know, I don't know the rich and famous, Kurt. I'm just a nobody out here in redneck land, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
well, how would I know this guy?
Maybe some of his, some of our listeners.
But here's what I find fascinating: we're struggling to run a nationally syndicated radio network to go ahead and tell people news the networks refuse to use, and focus on honest money and the supreme law of the land, and restoring the republic, and promoting God, family, and country, and protecting life, liberty, and property. And we jokingly call it the Widow's Mite Radio Network because we don't have hardly any money at all, barely enough to even survive. And then this guy's going to give what, $200 million to his cat?
Yeah, I guess I figured out who he is, Sam. Now, this is some world famous fashion designer.
See, these guys
should
put their money where their mouth is, though, don't they, Kurt?
Well, or where their cat is. But anyway, world famous fashion designer. He's the guy who died recently. They gave him a headline, and I just was like, well, who's that? But anyway, in this picture from the Business Insider, it shows the guy with a sketch of his cat named Choupette. The cat is one of the heirs of his fortune. I guess it's a white Burman breed cat.
Wow.
I didn't even know they had that.
Is Choupette just kind of saying, like, my pet? I mean, it's like, hey, my cat's name is Cat? What kind of deal is that, Kurt?
It says he told somebody that when he died, he wanted to be cremated with his ashes dispersed with those of my mother and those of Choupette if she dies before me. Choupette has got 131,000 followers on Instagram, has a driver, more than one maid, and even ate at the table with Lagerfeld. It says she was the inspiration.
Okay, well,
behind
I'm just telling you right now, Lagerfeld is absolutely unhinged. Yeah. Just crazy, Kurt.
But the one thing we will say is that he has the right to do with whatever his money.
Of course he does.
What he wants to do. But
I wish you'd donate a little bit to Liberty Roundtable Live, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the cat could probably do with $1 million. I mean, you know, and still live okay. Or, you know, I mean, you could buy a lot of cat food, can't you?
Well, what we could do is we could have, you know, meow intros and stuff. You know, give the cat kind of the intro. For the show and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, the Kentucky Senate's in the news. Kurt told you in Philadelphia you got to worry about all them shootings and stuff like that. You roll on down to Kentucky, it gets a little better fast, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right, and I'd like to compare the, you know, the deaths in Kentucky versus the ones in Philadelphia. But anyway, Kentucky Senate, : the Second Amendment is your concealed carry permit. Yeah, I guess they passed a bill to eliminate the state's concealed carry permit requirement. It's SB 150 if you're keeping track, and it now heads to the Kentucky House. It tells who sponsored it. It passed 29-8, so you know there were still 8 guys that messed up, but still it was pretty good smackdown. WBKO reported that the text of SB 150 makes clear the bill is designed to allow concealed deadly weapons to be carried by persons aged 21 and over without a license in same locations where concealed carry license holders may carry them. And by the way, Sam, if you didn't know it, back in the end of January, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, she's a Republican, signed legislation to end her state's concealed carry permit requirement. I must have missed that. And the Breitbart piece says, in so doing, she made South Dakota the 14th state to recognize the Second Amendment as a sufficient carry permit.
And Kentucky's, I sure wish the Olympic State of Utah would get involved somehow, but we just have legislative session after legislative session, and we seem to be stuck on stupid when it comes to these issues, Kurt.
Well, Sam, it's not politically correct.
Yes, it is.
Until there's enough. But anyway, he says
it's constitutionally
now vying to be the 15th state to do away with it. So it's a race to see who's number 15. I hope there's a whole bunch of states racing for that.
Amen. But it is constitutionally correct, Kurt. Maybe not politically, but it is certainly constitutionally correct. And I defer to the Constitution, the supreme law every time, sir.
Amen to that.
All right. YouTube is in the news, Kurt. And have you ever, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this phrase. I'm in real danger if I whip this out, but I'm just going to let it rip anyway. You know me.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the pot calling the kettle black, Kurt?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Can you say that?
But, you know, the word black is in there, Sam.
Yes.
You are a white guy.
And it's a comparison of, you know, one blacker than the other and whatever. And, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I this is the kettle calling the pot black, or the pot calling the kettle black story, to say the least. You know, YouTube has been banning folks for all kinds of things. Hate speech and, I don't know, whatever. Damn. Copyright stuff. I mean, it just goes on and on of the reasons to be banned from the YouTube. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been stealing people's money. In other words, advertisers that are on there, they basically shut down the advertising part and steal the money. And, I mean, it just goes on and on. You've heard about those shenanigans for several years now, and that's why I'm not really interested in promoting ourselves on YouTube necessarily. But I bring this up because now YouTube is, I don't know if I should say crosshairs or not, but anyway, YouTube is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Headline says YouTube profits from sexualized videos of minors.
Ooh.
YouTube profits from sexualized videos of minors. And I look at that story and I just go, these people are going to ban me because I said something bad, Kurt? For real? So my rated G broadcast is blocked for hate or whatever. And these guys are literally peddling child porn and no one cares, and they run around and they're like the gatekeepers to stop fake news. I mean, what on earth is going on around here, Kurt? You find out the biggest violators of freedom and honesty in reporting and et cetera is Facebook and YouTube and Google and all these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it gets worse. So YouTube's owned by Google. You know that, right?
Yeah. What isn't, though, I guess?
Well?
There's a few things that aren't, I guess.
Well, here's what they say, too. Okay, Google, speaking of them, they own YouTube. There's this thing called the Nest, Kurt. And it's a, what do you call the thing? Nest is the home security system from Google, okay?
Yep.
You caught up on this?
Well, a little bit. They just forgot to tell folks that there was a little microphone in the camera, right, Sam?
Yeah, but these people are the ones that are profiting from sexualized video of minors and stuff like that. And then putting a microphone in there, and then they're like, well, we forgot to tell people the mic was in there and stuff like that. We've now corrected, it's no problem. They say they forgot to tell users. Now, Kurt, if it was anybody else, I might say, hey, I get that you might have done this by mistake. Meaning I could give a pass to somebody, right?
Yeah.
And say, I agree it was probably an oversight. But when I look at Google, and they've been dishonest about driving around and hacking into people's routers and stealing information and passwords and violating our privacy on so many fronts, saying they're not selling our data, then it turns out, well, they're not selling it, they're giving it away, but they're getting paid other ways. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Google literally manipulating search engine results, claiming they're not, getting caught, admitting to it. Okay, it goes on and on and on. And now when they say they forgot to tell you about this microphone, I don't believe them, Kurt.
Really?
Because they've created such a trust problem, such a credibility crisis with their honesty, that I don't believe them. And now when YouTube, a subsidiary of Google, is literally profiting from sexualized videos of minors, in other words, child pornography, then they're like, hey, we put a mic in there. We didn't mean to. I mean, we should have told you about it. I'm just kind of going, what? It's just insanity, man. So there you have it. That's the latest from the YouTube and the Google. They're peddling child porn, and they forgot to tell you they got a mic in their security system. But don't worry, Kurt. Let me just tell you something the next statement Google makes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The mic is off by default, sir.
Yeah.
Unless you turn it on, don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I mean by a credibility crisis. I don't believe a word these thugs say. Wow. Well, we got good news, at least to some degree, by the end of the hour. Dateline, Utah House of Representatives. Kurt?
Yeah, Sam. I mean, there's somebody trying to, you know, I guess you could say...
prevent murder?
Make it a little bit less dangerous to be born. They're saying that if you're, I guess... Typically, what they want to do on these abortions is kill you if you're, you know, maybe not perfect. And so somehow they can figure out, they say, the headline from Breitbart, Utah House approves ban on Down syndrome abortions. So somebody's sticking up for those little babies that somebody says is... They're going to be Down syndrome. They're going to be less than perfect. You know, all I can say is it's nice to see somebody trying to save little babies somewhere. You know.
Yeah, I wish they'd have a little more broad application of the point. Murder's murder, whether it's a Down syndrome baby or a blind baby or a deaf baby or a baby with no perceived, quote, problems, if you will. I'd like to approve ban on all kinds
black
of murder.
Black ones, it's yellow a start. Ones,
well, of course.
Pink ones, brown
males,
ones,
females,
whatever,
the whole bit.
Color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I commend them. At least it's something, and good for the Utah House. They're trying to do something good, and our prayers are that we're successful in preserving anybody's life.
Yeah, I guess it passed 54-15. The,
I think those 15
Republican
people should
state...
be targeted to be out on their keisters, Kurt, personally.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I would say this, though, is just so you know, Kurt, Down syndrome lives matter.
Amen to that.
Final story before the end of the hour. Mm-hmm. It looks like Egypt is kind of going the way of China, almost, right?
Oh, yeah. Crazy stuff, man. But they're saying they got too many people, so they say two is enough. And no more babies than two.
Hey, man, when I was a kid, they had a TV show that said eight is enough.
Yeah,
now it's down to two?
Yeah. And then pretty soon it'll be just have a dog and that's it.
Well, my response is God said to multiply and replenish the earth, and he kind of said the more the merrier as far as I've been able to tell.
Amen to that.
I'm kind of on that plan personally. Oh, I got eight kids. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. Grandkids on top of it. Man, I'm just going to go ahead and accelerate the multiply and replenish the earth for my race. How's that?
Ruin the planet.
And by the way, I'd encourage every other race to do the same, just so you know.
Amen.
Sorry, racist thugs. You're not going to win this one. We stand for we're all God's children. Let's act like it. We declare this nation shall endure.